Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550. Gonna be there.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back, Joe.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Did you think any more of your question that you just asked right before the update while you were doing the update?
I already forgot what the question was.
I have two guesses. Bulldog, there's soccer on today. The Golazo channel is on in here.
Oh, sure. Yeah. United's playing. Yeah.
They are.
Against Young Boys?
No, Atalanta. No,
Atalanta.
Yeah. Sorry, Bulldog. You wanted that. I jumped in. I'm here.
I just called them Atlanta like a...
Atlanta.
Goober.
They're playing Atlanta.
No, Young Boys is playing Villarreal. No, I screw it up.
Villarreal.
Yeah.
So there's a team whose abbreviation is WOB. And right before the update started, Joe's like, what would that be? And I'm like, Wobbly was my guess. But I had one more guess while you were talking.
Wobbly FC.
Wolves of Barista. That's my other guess, because that's WOB. I'm down to those two. I don't think there could be another answer that's right. It's either Wobbly, young upstart, plucky English side.
Yes.
Wobbly.
They've journeyed from tier four of the English soccer.
They've made it to tier two, but they're very unlikely to get to tier one.
They slug pints before their games.
Wobbly. Yeah, Wobbly. Yeah. Or do you like Wolves of Barista? You got to say it that way too.
I don't want you to say barrister like that anymore.
You don't like it?
I know.
Is it cringeworthy?
It's doing something uncomfortable to me. I'm not sure exactly what. It just, you know, I can't really describe the feeling, but it's not something I want. I'm not enjoying the sensation.
I know what it is now, actually, from that logo, Joe. It's Wolfsburg.
Wolfsburg is WOB.
Isn't that their logo, that W?
I think so. I guess that makes sense.
It's not Wolves of Barista. It's like the feeling I get at any concert. Just a little bit uncomfortable, all these people moving around and singing words. Okay.
Well, you would have hated Nashville then.
I would have hated Nashville.
That was basically the week.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have hated it, but I might not have loved it. It's fair. All right, well, we put off power rankings by a day so Joe could be here for it.
Thank you for that, by the way.
Why don't we just do them?
That was a welcome sight to see on Twitter that it had not been done.
Reverse.
You matter, Joe.
Power rankings. So, have you thought about these today? I have. I haven't, written down ideas, but I have thought about, how there could be some close calls, which is good.
Yeah, no, I haven't thought about them at all. I'm trying something new. I thought about putting the Bills comically low just to see if you guys would think I was serious, but I'm not going to do that.
Let's see what happens. I don't know.
I'm giving it away.
Let's see what comically would consist of here. All right, 16.
Guys, I think the Bills are a little complacent. And I think they need the kick in the ass that being last in the reverse power rankings would give them going into their bye week. I want them to chew on this, so I'm suggesting the Bills at 16.
Did you see that run defense?
What a joke.
I mean,
get a yard.
I'll say
MVP.
Houston.
Yeah.
Jacksonville won. Houston lost big by, to the Colts.
Where's Tyrod at?
Mills will start week 7.
And maybe that's it? All right, so if Mills is starting week 7, I'll put Houston.
What does that have to do with it?
The moment Tyrod steps on the field, I'm putting Miami last. I think the Texans with Tyrod are better than Miami.
You know, so next week, if Houston loses and Miami loses, like everything's the same.
I'm probably
Tyrod's
putting Miami
going
last.
To play the next game. You're going to elevate the Texans.
Yes.
Okay.
They do
I think
play.
That's fine. I mean, that's how power rankings are supposed to work, I think. You know, otherwise we just use the standings.
Anything goes. You know? Any line of reasoning goes. They do play Houston and Miami. I don't know about week 7, but they do.
Throw out the record.
Week 8. But, yeah, I mean,
it's probably
they
a Thursday night game.
They have to play. Houston 16, 15.
Miami.
All right.
You can't lose to Urban Meyer in the NFL.
All right.
They deserve to be last just for the way that Flores handled, I don't know, everything that I remember about that game was him just setting fires that he could not put out. Well, let me challenge that, even though you guys already reviewed it with the eye in the sky. Oh, let me review something else 3 seconds later. Oh, third and a half an inch. Let me get my quarterback in the shotgun. Or was that fourth and it? Just what a disaster.
They could not be worse than they are with the players they have.
No.
15, Miami. 14. Jacksonville. Jets for you?
Jets.
Jacksonville for me. Just because you won a game like that against the 15th ranked team, I don't think you're any different.
I'll go Jacksonville here. I'll go Jacksonville. Sure. The Jets have a better win.
That's right. They beat Tennessee.
That's right.
I mean, so
season high ranking for Jacksonville, 14.
They're positive momentum.
I'm mad that I have a blue pen.
They must be so proud.
I have updated this one right here every week, but with the same black ink pen.
Now
I have a blue
pen.
Yeah. But I wasn't going to just sit here and try to memorize it, then go home and write it all out with a black ink pen. 13.
Can we put the Jets here now?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Any other
Don't
team?
They have to?
Oh, I just wrote on my shorts with my blue pen. Yikes.
What is going on over
what
here?
What a disaster. Is there any other team it could be?
No.
They play New England this week. Jets. Okay, Jets. Off a bye.
I could get to New England at some point, but you can't do it this week, I don't think. If they lost to the Jets this week.
They are 0-4 at home.
New England has played a couple of close games against teams that are Super Bowl contenders.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
I mean, I'm not looking to elevate them wildly here, but I don't know.
Do you see... Mac Jones already has more home losses this year than Cam Newton did last year. Cam was 5-3 last year. Jones 0-4.
They lost all four games he played at home,
including to Miami.
How many did Brady have in 19 seasons or whatever that was? How many home losses?
Is it less than four?
Is it less than one per season? Ooh, that's a good question. He's there. 2000, he's there, but he doesn't play. 2001 through 19. Right?
Yeah,
so 19 years. How many home losses where he starts? And, you know, he had one against the Bills where he doesn't finish the game.
Right, and that's going to count, but we want to probably throw that out.
I'll say 30. Do you think you can find out, Joe?
I've already got the total. I'm just trying to subtract Tampa's from it right now. He has 24 home losses in his career.
Including Tampa.
That's only regular season. I'm going to...
Wow. That's it. I mean, it's like one a season. Or a little more than one a season.
Well, he's got at least two in Tampa.
Rams beat him there. Saints beat them there.
He had 3 home losses last year for Tampa. So 21 in New England.
21 in 19 seasons.
Wow. Including a game against the Bills where he didn't
came out at halftime. Right.
Yeah.
All right. Jets are 13. Who's 12?
Broncos.
3 straight losses after 3-0.
They're going the wrong way.
Do you want to go first here?
No, I don't need to.
All right, Denver.
There it is. Settled. It is written.
I'm starting to think about my I got a Vic Fangio first coach to be fired bet. If they lose Thursday, I think we could be getting there.
I cannot hear that guy's name without just laughing anymore. Josh had him in sports yesterday, Vic Fangio updates, and I'm like, right. Every time I heard it.
Yeah, I felt like the Troy Aikman consortium got to Josh yesterday with that.
So that bet is still live. Gruden does not count as being fired.
He did not count.
Come on, though, right? Tell me what it is to be fired if that's not being fired.
I think maybe it was because he technically resigned.
I'm sure, yeah.
If they said parted ways, I think it might have been dead.
Imagine Gruden just waking up on Monday being like, you know, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
That's what resign should be. I just tired. I'm leaving. Bye. I quit. Right. That's not what happened. He got forced out. All right, 11.
Colts?
Ooh.
Patriots?
I think I'm Patriots here before Colts. But it's tough already. It's tough now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Haven't the Steelers been down here?
But yes.
They probably deserve to move up.
They've been as low as 13th.
But they deserve to move up? They beat Geno Smith and it took overtime.
They were 8th last week.
Okay, well, you can't.
Joe makes a certain kind of point.
You can't drop them down that much for winning, though, I guess.
It's New England versus Indianapolis at 11-10, and I think Indianapolis is better than New England.
I don't know what to do with Wentz. He's got the 11th best PFF grade, but he's like bottom of the league in air yards. It's just dump offs to the running backs.
Not a lot of weapons.
Yeah, that's why. Like, I don't know, and he's eliminated the turnovers. Like, they're just gone.
Yeah, they play Sunday night at San Francisco. Is that a good game?
No.
That's a Sunday night game?
No.
Have they ever played?
No, it's not.
They've never played. Not even in the 50s.
Right. Everyone knows that.
I guess I'd go New England here.
Well, all right. I would go Colts, but you guys win.
New England's 11. 10.
Colts.
Yeah. Okay. The music is just like such a funny component.
All right. Where are we then?
It's
9
so
here?
Serious.
9?
Indianapolis is 10. 9.
Steelers.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, Steelers.
Sure. They move down a spot. Do I have to do that in a Casey Kasem voice? Here's my Casey Kasem voice. Wolves of Barrister. You really do hate that. You really do hate that.
Yes. My face is all wrinkled up, and I've got my hands on my forehead. Like
That's my fault.
Yeah, you. That I don't even want to say the word normally.
Joe didn't get the Barrister memo. Oh. 8.
Browns.
Ooh. They are. I mean, injuries everywhere.
They are reeling, is what they call it, Joe. That's what they used to call it back in the day. Reeling.
I don't know. I want to know what to do with things that haven't happened yet. You know, like Joe has that Tyrod Taylor point. Like, I'm not sure they've really gotten worse at quarterback with Mayfield out. So, but they did just get hammered by Arizona. I'm fine with Cleveland. I don't want to fight this fight. Fine.
I think I want to count that. If Mayfield's going to be playing through a torn labrum all season, and he's going to be, like, I can't imagine he gets fully healthy by the end of the year. If he's not going to have surgery or anything. So if he's banged up all year, then I think they're 8th.
Everybody, like, they're running. What can save them if Mayfield's compromised or they have to use Case Keenum? And, you know, Mike, you might be right. I don't know how much of a down. I mean, Baker can throw the ball farther probably than Case Keenum. He's got a stronger arm, but big whoop. But Chubb is out. Hunt is out, right? Like, this is what,
Landry is out.
They're Beckham may be out. They're falling by the wayside here.
You see that Mayfield has, like, the longest throws that have been measured? It's, like, the longest completion and the longest pass are both Mayfield, different plays?
Yep.
Over the last, what, like 2 years or something?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. All right, Cleveland is 8. They fall from 5, which was their lowest. They have gone steadily down through the season. Cleveland, 8. Home to Denver tomorrow night. 7.
The Raiders. There. I'm getting back at you for this barrister.
You're going to say Raiders like that now for the rest of your life?
No, I can't. I can't even. Doing that made me uncomfortable. I just made myself uncomfortable. Hearing the thought of people hearing me say that way is making me uncomfortable. The Raiders, I would put here, please. The Raiders. Trying to elevate far from that, whatever that was.
They don't deserve to be this high. I agree. Fine, Raiders.
Yep.
7. 6.
Chiefs.
Oh, wow. No, I cannot put Cincinnati above Kansas City.
Cincinnati.
Just no way can I get Cincinnati.
Cincinnati at Baltimore this week. If that's even a close game, which it
I can
probably will
it.
Be, then I'll, yeah, that'll right. that'll mean something to me. If they can sort of play even with Baltimore. Be careful, Mike, making assumptions about the Ravens, because it looked like, you know, they could lose to anybody, and then last week happened. That's a team that, I mean, I know they're good, but I don't want to sound like I'm making assumptions about them, because Ronnie Stanley out now for the season. I don't know. 5. Chargers.
Chargers before Chiefs.
Yeah. Who would you rather play?
I don't know. I'm not. It's not easy for me.
Tennessee.
I can't put Tennessee here yet. After what they just did to the Bills on Monday night, I don't feel right about it.
Okay.
I don't know, Joe, you haven't said anything yet.
Tennessee is my pick. I think who would you rather play between the Chargers or the Titans? I'd rather play the Titans. I think Tennessee is my pick. That's certainly you could certainly argue with that, but Tennessee is my pick.
I would say either the Chargers or the Chiefs myself, Joe. What about you?
I would go Titans.
All right.
In their building, they had 2 first downs at the half. They got the big Derrick Henry play. They got turnovers, and they got calls, and they still
were
5 yards away from losing. Like, I think that's the best game they can put on the field against the Bills, and I can argue they still should have lost.
It felt
or it
like
came close, at least.
Didn't the teams both just have 1 interception each in that game?
Was that right? Oh, right, because Poyer first quarter.
Yeah, I think there was only 1 each. Okay. So it wasn't like last year. That's why I'm just raising my hand about that, Joe.
That's right. That's
jerky and correct you, like, you know. But
we should defer to Joe on what happened in that game. He was at the game. You know, people call in, like, I lived in Wisconsin, and here's how Aaron Rodgers plays. Joe, whatever Joe tells us about the game is what happened, because he was there and we were farther away.
Even though it was a mile away from the plays.
I think watching football in person disqualifies you.
It's way harder to know what happens.
We were celebrating the first down that Allen got and didn't realize for at least a minute. Like, wait, why are they lining up for a sneak?
Oh
it's fourth down.
Right.
Where were you sitting?
Like, front of the 300 level, like probably 40-yard line.
So not that close.
On the opposing side.
On that play.
Yeah,
I want to ask a question, because you were there just now and your tickets, you would have looked at your tickets. Do all these buildings and stadiums call that level the 300 level, or do we just call it the 300 level because that's what it's called in the arena, and I guess that's what it's called now at the stadium?
I believe that it was the 300 level there, but I've been to other stadiums. Like, I know the Eagle Stadium, it's like the 500
500s.
Level.
Right, just every time I hear somebody mention the 300 level, I feel like I know what they mean. They mean the upper deck.
The upper deck.
But nobody says upper deck anymore. They just say 300 level.
Is that just a Buffalo thing?
Bills are now 300 level?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't even know for sure. I was just sort of guessing that.
That's,
I haven't had yeah. a ticket in my hand for that section in a long time.
I don't know. That's what I call it, but I guess I don't know.
It is 300 level.
Okay.
It is 300s for the section numbers. It is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it. That's, yeah.
All right. Tennessee, two votes for Tennessee at 5.
Jerks.
4. Chargers.
Chiefs.
Joe doesn't want to pick either of those teams, I think.
No, I do. I do. Because we got to Cincinnati, right? Yeah, we did.
Yep.
We've been on to Cincinnati. Now we're on to new teams.
Yeah, I'm on to Kansas City.
Kansas City at 4?
Yeah.
You're the big Chiefs advocate. How much better
is
this music than the other music?
But.
All right.
They got obliterated by the Bills. Like, I.
Right. And they got right beating Washington, the team the Bills also annihilated? Like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced they're going to. I hope they get right, but I don't know that they're right.
That's the logic I want to use. Like, I wasn't convinced the Bills were better than Kansas City because they beat Washington, so I don't want to be convinced the Chiefs are back because they beat Washington.
All right.
And the Chargers, look, I mean, the Chargers got run over by the Ravens. There's no question about that, but I don't know, man. They beat the Chiefs, so I feel like they deserve still to be ahead of the Chiefs, and they have
the
a
Chiefs,
better record.
The Chiefs at 4 have lost to the teams that will land 1, 2, and 3. And
yeah,
that seems okay. Fair.
Wait, right. Is that right? Lost to the Bills, yeah. Lost to the Chargers, lost to the Ravens. Ravens. Yeah. Beat the Browns. All right. So the Chiefs are 4 behind the three teams to beat them. 3, Chargers.
Okay. Yep.
Well, 2.
It's settled.
2.
Bills.
Bills.
Oh, I would put the Ravens at 3. All right. So Bills 2, Ravens 1.
Game back. Right?
They're in the driver's seat for the 1.
Buffalo 2, Baltimore 1.
Yep.
Wow.
That's how it goes sometimes.
We make news like this, we should do it later in the day, like drive right in the rush hour. We should do this at 5 for the news value of it. But this does give the papers more lead time to beat deadline to get it in. The papers. All right, there it is, the AFC reverse power rankings. Tell us what we did wrong, please. We're begging you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.